This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, the WHL strongly represented at the World Junior Hockey Championships in Vancouver and Victoria. We'll take a look at those players that update Canada's progress in the tournament. The Lethbridge Hurricanes were in a good position to make a deep postseason run after reaching the Eastern Conference Final in back-to-back years. We'll have a sit-down chat with their general manager, Peter Ranholt, and ask him what lies ahead. And in Medicine Hat, the Tigers have been building momentum in a top central division. Head coach and GM Sean Clouston will round out the show. First up, 14 Western Hockey League players are representing their countries at the IIHF World Junior Hockey Championships ongoing in Vancouver and Victoria. Canada has six WHL players, including goaltender Ian Scott of the Prince Albert Raiders, defenseman Josh Brook of the Moose Jaw Warriors, Ty Smith of the Spokane Chiefs, as well as Jared Anderson-Dolan, Cody Glass of the Portland Winterhawks, and Brett Leeson, forward for the Prince Albert Raiders, along with head coach Tim Hunter of the Moose Jaw Warriors and assistant coach Brent Kissio of the Lethbridge Hurricanes. Three players from the Western Hockey League are on the Czech Republic roster: goaltender Yuri Patera of the Brandon Wheat Kings, defenseman Philip Kral of the Spokane Chiefs, and forward Christoph Rabik of the Tri-City Americans. The Danes, represented by two Western Hockey League players, goaltender Mads Søgaard, rookie tender for the Medicine Hat Tigers, and forward Philip Schultz of the Victoria Royals. Meanwhile, Russia has one WHL roster player, defenseman Alexander Alexiev of the Red Deer Rebels, and Slovakia, represented by two players from the WHL, forward Andrei Kukucha, the Seattle Thunderbirds, and Miloš Roman of the Vancouver Giants. Meanwhile, Canada hits the weekend after back-to-back wins over Denmark and Switzerland to begin the tournament. Prince Albert Raiders goaltender Ian Scott backstopped Canada to a 3-2 win over Switzerland Thursday night.
It was pretty exciting. Unreal atmosphere. Parents were there to see it, so it was pretty cool.
His Raider teammate Brett Leeson has played a big offensive role so far. He says the atmosphere in Vancouver is off the charts.
Oh yeah, a lot more than I expected. The fans are going and it's crazy. Pretty much packed building, so that was nice.
And as the games get more important?
Keep playing how we're playing. Pretty much don't try and do everything too individual. Just keep playing as a team and we can keep going.
Ian Scott agrees.
There's little details in our game I think we can clean up, and we've talked about it. It's just about moving on and getting better every day.
Team Canada head coach Tim Hunter of the Moose Jaw Warriors following a 3-2 victory over Switzerland.
Well, I thought they did well. I thought Ian played really well as well. He made a couple big saves, which you're going to have to. And as these games go along, they get harder. And I thought we gave some pucks away in the second period, but we responded and recovered from it fine. And, you know, we only gave up 17 or 18 shots. So it's still pretty good in a World Junior tournament.
Canada is looking for back-to-back World Junior titles after winning last year in Buffalo. Meanwhile, further to the World Junior Championships top group competing in Vancouver and Victoria, nine WHLers competed for their respective countries in the Division I Group A tournament held in Germany. Those players included six Belarusians, two Germans, and one from Norway. Both Sebastian Struve of the Regina Pats and Yannick Valente of the Vancouver Giants helped Germany to the championship, earning them a promotion to the top group next year.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge Chanel Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
The Lethbridge Hurricanes have already pulled off one big roster bolstering move. Could there be more coming? The Hurricanes have set themselves up well thanks to some shrewd moves from general manager Pete Anholt.
Any sense of satisfaction with how things have gone? I know you've been close as far as getting to that league final. I know there's big aspirations this year, but have you stopped back and had a chance to kind of sit back and be thankful for what's happened?
Well, I think, John, the big thing is you're proud. I think that there's a sense of respect around the league, I think, of what we've done and how we've gone about it and how we play. And I think that, you know, that's a real credit to our coaching staff that have done a great job with our team, and our scouting staff has been excellent in the time that I've been here. And then it just transcends right down to the players and how they appreciate being on our team and be part of our organization. And that goes back to a lot of the guys, all those older guys that came through here through those last 3 or 4 years. It's worked out pretty good.
And I know there has to be some disappointment with Lethbridge considering the ball went the other way for 2020.
Yeah, we were disappointed. I think that we felt that – you know, we're certainly postured to do a good job of hosting that for that year. But you know, the thing about it is, John, the competitive juices kick in, and you want to win in any competition you're in. We didn't. Picked up my bootstraps the next day, and let's get going. I mean, you know, I wasn't very happy for one day, but that's the way it goes. The way I said it at the meeting, I didn't think there was any downside. To me, any three center would do a good job of hosting it. Kamloops have done it in the past and done a good job. Kelowna's done a good job, and I know for a fact we could have done a good job too.
You know, you made a significant decision last year to move out some assets and still get to the conference final, by the way. We should point that out. But you trade your goalie, you trade Giorgio Estefan, you really trade some grit as well. And you have all those assets now. You've used some already here. How much is left in the cupboards if, let's say, you would like to even add more to this team that you feel really good about and should after adding Jake Lecision and Nick Henry from Regina?
I think we're okay. I think that when we look at what we have, hey, we feel we got a pretty strong team. So, you know, if we run with the guys that are with us right now, that's the way it is. You know, the price of poker in some cases is pretty high for, you know, adding to your team, whether it's a defenseman or a goaltender. So, and then you add in the other side of it, if the goaltender's an overage, it would move out one of our other overages. And so those are things I'm more cognizant of, John, than even what the price is. Because I think if you want something, you can find the means to do it if you really, really want to. You know, if you don't, I mean, then you don't even worry about it. So, you know, we'll let this play itself out. I like what we've done so far with the group that we've got since we acquired both Lecision and Henry. They've been good ads for us, and everybody's been better since they've come on. So, you know, I thought that was going to be the case. But primarily for me, to be honest with you, you know, people saying, oh, Lethbridge is all in. I thought we were all in before, to be honest with you. Yeah. And the second side of it was, for me, we needed to insulate Bellerive and we needed to insulate Cousins. And we did that, and I'm happy we did.
I want to ask you what motivates you to keep chasing it. I know it's not accolades because you weren't even a finalist for the WHL Executive of the Year, which I tried to correct on Twitter to say he should have been the guy based on your moves and based on the results here, and now looking forward to the season here. But what is motivating you? Is it the chase of a championship, the highs and lows, the wins and losses? What keeps you going here, you know, full steam ahead?
Well, you know, I've been in the league a long time. I've been in the game a long time. I was fortunate to win a lot of championships when I played. Since I've coached in this league and been in this league, I haven't been past a conference final. I was in the conference final a number of times out in the Western Conference. We've been in the Eastern Conference a number of times. I haven't been into a league championship series yet, and been in a Memorial Cup because we hosted it in Seattle when I was there. I mean, the drive to success is always there, and I look at our group here. I think we have a real good chance to make some noise, and we're going to try to keep on pushing for that. And I always feel it's my obligation to our board, to our fans, to our shareholders, and more importantly, maybe to our coaches and our players to have the best team we can. I think this is our window. We've had some good teams here in the last couple of years. We've gone to the Eastern Conference final twice here now in the last 2 years, and you got to learn how to win. We've got a lot of guys in our dressing room that have got lots of experience, lots of playoff experience, and I think that should bode well for us.
Pete, we thank you for the extended chat as we close out the weekend here. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, John, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all the fans, too.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Medicine-Hat Tigers are finding their stride. I spoke with General Manager Sean Clouston this week, asking him just where his team is at.
Yeah, it's been a little bit up and down. I think we knew we were going to have some challenges. We lost Mark Rassel, 50-goal scorer, and Dave Quenville, 80 points on the back end. Those are tough, tough guys to replace, and I think we've found it a little bit challenging so far. I think the team plays hard. We're in the game most nights. Some nights we have a difficult time scoring. Our goaltending has been good. Being disciplined, staying out of the box, you know, maybe getting an extra power play chance. You know, finding a way to create a couple more scoring chances.
Yeah, it's funny. Over the years, the Tigers' identity has been pretty much the same every year. You've been a team that's never really struggled to score a goal. So when you say that, it's a bit of a different, okay, what's the MO of the team here this year? And you mentioned hard working here, but how do you transition away from maybe not having that run support that usually you've had?
Yeah, I think it's being proud of the work ethic. I don't think the identity's changed a lot. We spend... You know, we want to spend time in the offensive zone. We want to push the pace. We want to be aggressive on the forecheck. You know, we talk about buzzing in the O zone. So I think all those things are there. I think it's starting to come. I think, you know, when you look at certain guys, I mean, Ryan Jevney's got 5 points his last two games. There's a guy that I think, you know, sort of missed his buddies from last year and is finally kind of moving on and realizing that it's his turn now. He's 20 years old. He was a big scorer in Bantams and hopefully... Guys like him, you know, guys like Ryan Chizowski just keeps getting better. And then maybe some secondary guys, some guys that haven't really scored a lot yet. Even Josh Williams, he's a guy that we probably expect as the season goes on to score a little bit more. Corson Hoppo is a guy that, right now is playing a little bit higher in the lineup because we've got some injuries and different things going on, and we've seen some signs from him. So hopefully the hard work as the season goes on starts to pay off for guys.
Okay, so we know that we are just less than a month now away from the trade deadline, and you, of course, are the general manager for this team. And we're seeing teams in the Central bulk up a little bit here. Lethbridge has made a move. Red Deer's made a move. Kootenay's kind of getting younger with their 17-year-old. So what do you think is on the agenda for the Medicine Hat Tigers this year?
Yeah, I think, we're always looking. I think most teams will say that you know, we want to be involved in conversations. We return just about our entire team next year. So, I mean, we've got, we've got an extra 99, and that's about it. And so, we're gonna just kind of take a look and see if there's anything that makes sense, for this year. But we've got our eyes set a little bit more on next year right now. So if something comes along that makes sense, kind of, you know, 2 years, then we'll look at it. We actually have a big transition the year after that. So there's lots of things to consider, but we really like our group. We like the work ethic and think that, we've got 3 2000s on the back end. You know, those guys are starting to play. They'll all be 19 next year, you know, so we like our back end. We bring Sogard and potentially Hallett both back as goaltenders. So there's some positive things looking forward.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests. Happy holidays, everybody. We'll be back next week. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.